This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. New numbers released by the College Board show that for every New Hampshire girl who took the AP or Advanced Placement exam in computer science, more than seven boys took it. It's just one example of the gender divide in fields of study in New Hampshire. And joining me now to talk about these numbers is David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor and writer at GraniteGeek.org. Welcome, David.
Glad to be here.
So that number is huge. More than seven boys, actually 7.47 boys, for every one girl taking the AP computer science exam. Is this surprising to you?
Well, not really. Perhaps the size of the disparity was surprising to me. So, I mean, these numbers came out in, like all local reporters, I thought I'd try to localize them and look at them for New Hampshire. And so I assume they would reflect to some extent the stereotypes that you expect within academia, within the sciences. And so this is the AP exam that juniors or seniors take in high school, and they can get college credit for it. And some of them are kind of almost required when you're applying for colleges. So they're voluntary. This isn't like the SATs, which to a certain extent makes it more interesting because this shows what subjects people choose to take. And you don't take them in all subjects. You choose the subjects because there's, I don't know, 30 or something different subjects.
So more boys are choosing computer science and a variety of other things, actually.
Yeah. So the stereotype in the sciences is that males prefer the quote, hard science. Sciences and females prefer the soft sciences. Basically, if there's interacting with other living things, then females like it, and if there's interacting with mathematics, then males like it. That's the stereotype. And if you look at these ratios, then that absolutely holds true. So, for example, ordering it by those subjects that had the most males as compared to females taking the exam, they are in order computer science, physics C, which is electricity and magnetism, physics C, mechanics, economics micro, physics 2, economics macro, and physics 1. So those are all stereotypical male programs. You go to any college and you go to the meeting of the physics majors or the electronic engineers, and you will see the gender divide is enormous. On the flip side, the topics that the largest number of females were taking it for males were studio art drawing and studio art 2D, then psychology, English literature, human geography, English composition, French. And the first science – well, I take that back. Psychology, of course, is a science. But the first sort of hard-ish science that has that you get to is biology, in which there was about three women taking it for every two men.
And according to this list, the subjects that seem to have the most balance would be statistics, U.S. government, and European history. They seem pretty close there.
Yeah, statistics was actually the one kind of surprise.
Because it's a math-heavy subject, and you would expect it, stereotypically speaking, to be heavily weighted towards males.
And it was very slightly weighted towards females. My only guess, and this is strictly a guess, is that the more females are taking statistics than you might expect because statistics is increasingly important in the life sciences. And so if females say, I want to go into environmental science, which is another very popular field with females, or I want to go into biology, then I'm going to need to know statistics. So as compared to – they're not going to need to know calculus necessarily. So that would be my guess.
So David, why do these stereotypes seem to be holding true?
That's a very good question that I do not know the answer to, and frankly neither does anybody else. There are many plausible hypotheses ranging from sort of evolutionary biology, which says, you know, we are descended from hunter-gatherers and the males would go out hunting, which means they needed to develop spatial and sort of numerical relationships in their head. And the women would stay back, which means they needed to learn how to interact with other humans and other living things. And that's what a reflection, and that certainly sounds plausible, but nobody has any idea, and it's not a testable hypothesis. Or you can say it's culture, which certainly is reasonable as well. I mean, the example I like to give frequently is you go to a hospital and you look at people leaving the birthing room. And if they're couples, 99% of them, the male will drive home and the female will carry the baby. And so it's like there's this cultural signal right at birth almost as to what gender roles are. And no matter how hard we try, it's very hard to get away from those cultural signals. So maybe that's what's doing it. And again, I have no idea, neither do you, because it's extremely difficult. It's impossible to do a testable hypothesis here. I could say that my own family, whereas, you know, I'm the humanities major in college, you know, I played around with a newspaper, and in college my wife played around with an electron microscope, and yet our kids, my daughter is in environmental science and my son is in mathematics, which is very much the gender stereotype you would expect in the sciences. So I don't know where that came from. It just seemed to come out of nowhere. So where did this come from, and therefore how do we change it if we even want to change it is a very, very hard problem.
So what is the argument for those who say that we should reverse this stereotype, that more women should be studying the heavy math subject? Yeah, the hard sciences, and that more men maybe should be studying the studio art.
It's sort of almost a biodiversity argument, in the sense of, if you get more different people looking at a problem, you're more likely to stumble onto an answer, to find an answer. And if everybody in computer science is the same kind of guy, then they're less likely to think outside the box, if I may buzzwordify, than if some of them are, you know, this kind of guy, some of them that kind of guy, some of them are women, some of them are that kind of women. So if you don't have a diversity, you're not tackling the problem as well. So it's almost a more efficient use of resources, if you will.
Well, David, thank you very much.
You bet.
That's David Brooks, a reporter for the Concord Monitor and the writer who scored a perfect 5 on his advanced placement exam in geekiness at graniteGeek.org.
Perfect 5. I do very well on tests that don't exist.